what we talked about, like, we were watching this show over and over again. Like I said, I had to stop watching this show when George W. Bush was president, but it is so much funnier now to watch this shit and these people be lionized and held up as, like, this is what government should be. Now that fucking, yeah, like you said, Matt, Grimace and the Hamburglar are literally roaming the corridors of the White House.
Yeah, they should, Sorkin should be forced to rewrite this show with the current White House. And it's just like Michael Flynn and Jason Miller just hissing at each other in the hallway. You're a fucking cuck.
Yeah.
I'm a solid 6 inches. 6 inches above average. Fuck you.
The ideological hallmark of neoliberalism is that it believes it is post-ideological. And we spend so little time talking about it. It's just assumed. It's just taken for granted. But it does come from, I think, a very specific text. It comes from The End of History and The Last Man from Francis Fukuyama. And he said, if I could just read this short bit, sums the whole fucking thing up. What we may be witnessing now is not just the end of the Cold War or the passing of a particular period of post-war history, but the end of history as such. That is, the end point of mankind's ideological evolution and the universalization of Western liberal democracy as the final form for human government.
Yep.
So we've figured it out. It's all done. This is our final form. There's no longer any ideological battles. We're post-ideology. It's just people with problems, and we just need to get in a room and hash it out. It's not that we have completely different values. It's not that we have completely different morals. It's not that our ethics are diametrically opposed. It's just we need to have a debate, and it's just about steering the ship, which is clearly going the way it needs to go and will go henceforth.
Yeah. You see how ill-equipped it is once the pretty long reign of general power that the Democrats had in the American system ended. And then as soon as they really do slip, their ideology and their mythology there's nothing in the toolbox to actually get them to achieve power again or seize it again.
Yeah, they just fucking double down on
this
fantasy.
That's what's so weird, yeah.
They just become more and more pious about this, like, horrible bureaucratic process that they suck at and don't know how to win because they have no actual moral backbone.
They were only equipped to keep inheriting it. But then as soon as they lost it, they had no ability to think in terms of how to get it back.
That is such a good point.
Because they're fucking losers.
And losers.
And that's what's amazing now, watching this show 20 years on, is that the mythology of these people hasn't, like you said, it hasn't been updated at all. Yeah. It's exactly the same as the West Wing, when it, like I said, which came out in 1999.
Yep.
Well, like you said, as their actual political power decreases, their self-image as Josh Lyman, Sam Seaborn, Jed Bartlett types only becomes more and more intense.
Yeah.
And I think we saw that in the 2016 election, which disastrously the Clinton campaign did try to make about qualified or not, smart or not, and they paid for it. And now we're all paying for it right now.